Unit 4, Chapter 12, page 185. Medicine Today. Improving Surgery with Robotics.
In most operating rooms today, there are two or three surgeons, an anesthesiologist, several nurses, and the patient. All of these people are needed for even a simple surgery. This situation, however, has begun to change. Surgical robots are beginning to replace several surgeons during one operation. In a few hospitals today, an operation requires only one surgeon, a computer, and a surgical robot. Looking even further into the future, the surgeon may not need to be there at all. Robotic surgery has many advantages. First of all, it can be less traumatic for the patient. For example, during traditional heart surgery, the surgeon must open the patient's chest in order to perform the operation. Often, the opening or incision is about 1 foot long. However, with modern robotic surgery, called the Da Vinci system, it's possible to make only 3 or 4 small incisions, about 1 inch each instead. Because the incisions are so much smaller, the patients experience much less pain and bleeding. As a result, they can recover much faster. Furthermore, robotic surgery can be performed more quickly than traditional surgery, which means the surgeons are not so exhausted when they're finished. During robotic surgery, the doctor controls the robotic arms using a computer. Currently, the doctor must be in the operating room with the patient for the robotic systems to react instantly to the doctor's hand movements. With further developments in this technology, the doctor will be able to control the robot from another room. Eventually, the doctor may not even have to be in the same hospital as the patient. This would allow surgeons to perform operations on patients miles away, even hundreds of miles. Michael Troy strongly believes that the Da Vinci robotic surgery system saved his life. He was a 22-year-old college student when he learned that he had kidney cancer. The news was devastating. "I thought this was the end for me," Michael said. "Many doctors did not want to perform surgery on me because my cancer was so severe. They would have had to make a huge incision in my back in order to remove my kidney." Then, one of Michael's doctors suggested that Michael might have one other option. He sent Michael to see Dr. Fuentes at University Hospital in Columbia, Missouri. Dr. Fuentes said to Michael, "I think I can save your kidney." At first, Michael did not believe the doctor. "Of course I was skeptical," Michael says. Dr. Fuentes explained that in order to remove the cancer and save Michael's kidney, he would need 4 hands to get into the small area. However, with a Da Vinci robot under his control, Dr. Fuentes could effectively perform the surgery, making only small incisions to Michael's body. Dr. Fuentes showed Michael a video of the Da Vinci system. "After I watched the video, I knew that this was the best, maybe even the only possible treatment for me." A week later, Michael had the surgery. As promised, Dr. Fuentes saved a large part of Michael's kidney and removed the cancer. "This was all due to the Da Vinci system," adds Michael. Today, Michael is a healthy college graduate. "I'm so grateful to Dr. Fuentes for saving my life and my kidney," says Michael. "I would recommend the Da Vinci system, especially because my tumor was so large. I didn't want to lose a kidney at such a young age." Robotic surgery is still developing. However, Doctors believe there may be even more amazing technology in the operating rooms of the future. Robot surgeons. At Duke University in North Carolina in the United States, doctors and scientists are working to develop a robot that can perform surgery by itself. Dr. Steve Smith of Duke University thinks that the technology could reduce the cost and time necessary to complete some surgical procedures. "We keep giving the robot more and more complex tasks," said Dr. Smith. "So far, the robot has been able to accomplish these tasks automatically." Many doctors, including Dr. Smith, agree that it will take about 10 years before robot surgeons become a reality. Like most medical technology, in the beginning, it will likely be more expensive than using a human surgeon. Eventually, doctors hope that the life-saving technology will become widely available and more affordable for all.